This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Four islands are still closed. Hilton Head Island, Grip Island, Hunting Island, and Harbor Islands are still closed, and there is still no access to those islands. What we are finding out now is not only did we just deal with a hurricane, but we are now dealing with a flood. And as the rivers start to flow, what we are seeing are things like what's happening in Marion County, where we're seeing them 4 feet underwater.
Yeah, situation is dire in parts of North Carolina and South Carolina. That's South Carolina, and that's the Governor Nikki Haley talking about it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Whew, Hurricane Matthew did its damage. Coming up, we're going to talk about what happens when you're the victim of a hurricane and the measurements now of the water versus the wind and what that does insurance-wise. We have a great guest who will dive deeper with that on us. Plus, coming up, we also have our Nail the Score contest. You know, for fun, we got to break it up, right? I want to give away some prizes, so hopefully somebody nails the score. You don't have to know anything about football. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. Then you, yes, you, and that guy in the back, and that woman sitting across from him, you get to call the show, and why not? Because you don't have to know anything about football. You're just picking out a score and telling us what team you think is going to win. Now, if you do know football, that's fine, too. But does anyone really know football 100% across the board? If anybody could predict, I want you to call me off the air because we need to have a conversation. That's why they call them wise guys. That's why they put up odds on the board in Las Vegas, because nobody knows, right? Kind of like what we do with stocks. We're all sitting at the craps table, as I like to say, rolling the dice. We think we know. Do we know? And what do we know about this election? We know that everybody has an opinion, no matter where you go. Pumping gas, checking out, even in a zip line situation, I've heard people talking about politics because it's so insane, the things that are happening, the stories that are dumping on both candidates, Republicans who are bailing on Trump, people who are sticking by Trump, people who are not thrilled about Hillary Clinton, people who are going after Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's a zillion storylines in this election. And what are the realities of this for you and I? In less than 30 days, we're electing somebody new. Can you believe it? It's come down to this. I mean, it's come down to this. This is the moment. So we're either going to have Donald Trump in the White House or Hillary Clinton. That's period. That's it. That's what's going to happen. It's either one or the other. Neither one of them is out of this thing. It's either one or the other. There's still more reaction to Donald Trump and the Billy Bush locker room, as dubbed it, locker room conversation on Access Hollywood. But this time, his son, Eric, said, my dad's 2005 rather, Alpha Talk was totally unacceptable. He said the hot mic comments are two guys in a thing, that they're unacceptable. He said it was wrong, and you know, he apologizes, what his son is saying, the younger Trump. He's saying that conversation was locker room banter. It really was what it was. It was two alpha guys in a thing, and by the way, it's unacceptable. He apologized, two guys in private at some event going back and forth, and he said, my father is a man that has a heart of gold. He's truly the greatest father in the world to us, but in no means is he perfect. Hey, we all make mistakes, and we all apologize for certain things here and there. As for the people that are finding themselves in that horrible situation, as much as they might have weighed in, politically speaking, after Hurricane Matthew hit, the concern is getting their lives back together. Some of them losing houses. And you see the water in North Carolina. You see the water where the dams broke, and it's out. I mean, it's outrageous. It's crazy what's happened, where people are barely getting out alive, and the death toll continues to climb there as they go from house to house. So Matthew really toyed with the people, especially, it seems, in the Carolinas more than any place else, meaning it, this storm just drug out, didn't it? It really did. Taking its time. I mean, the fatalities, the realities of what Matthew has left behind are, you know, absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. But like I said, we'll be talking about hurricane insurance and what people face as to whether it's the hurricane or the water that got them, and of course, what does that pay out? Also, would you believe, because we live in a nation where creepy clowns are rearing their ugly heads, and since I, of course, am living in an area where our satellite facility is, where a lot of the creepy clowns are showing up, Ronald McDonald is taking a little bit of a hiatus. So McDonald's stated that they're mindful of the current climate around the clown sightings, and they say they're being thoughtful with respect to the McDonald participation in community events. For the time being, they're not putting Ronald McDonald out there. I mean, this is the answer to a great trivia question, but if you remember the great Willard Scott, the TV weather personality, he was the original Ronald McDonald in 1963, and that was the debut year of that character. So over the years, McDonald's has had Ronald McDonald. It's always been like their mascot, like these sports teams have mascots. And because of the uptick in clown-related police calls in 13 states, with the various incidents, they've decided not to use the character. I mean, the saddest thing is over the weekend in Phoenix, they had an incident where three people dressed in as clowns chased teenagers down the street while they had baseball bats at a park in a place called Fountain Hills. And this is popping up more and more, which is very, very sad, isn't it? In the world of sports, because we are going to bounce to football at the tail end of the show, Colin Kaepernick, who has now the number one selling jersey in the NFL, but also has so many people who are infuriated with the fact that he started the protest of not standing for the anthem, is now going to be the starting quarterback for the 49ers. So that will strengthen his social platform because there's going to be more conversation about that. The coach of the 49ers, Chip Kelly, is pulling his other quarterback because of poor performance. So instead, Kaepernick is going to be out there, and he is the quarterback that got the 49ers into the Super Bowl in 2012. So right now, it's not so much about his playing skills for most people. It's about the fact that he's protesting, and he is the NFL's most polarizing player at this point. Some people think he's a leader. Some people think he's a pariah. What do you think? 855-266-5283. Kate D., America Tonight. See you in a few.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Coming up, and it's an election. Speaking of polarizing, if Kaepernick is polarizing, what are these two candidates running to be the leader of the free world? We've got, 26 days before the election? Or who's counting? Donald Trump said November 28th today. Oh, you gotta love that. So Trump's Kellyanne Conway, she's the campaign manager. She had her own two cents to throw in on the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, bailing on Donald Trump. Here's what she said.
The fact is that Paul Ryan's job is what John Boehner's job was in 2012 when Mitt Romney was running. His job is to make sure the Republicans get reelected. And I would say when Paul Ryan was running for vice president last time, they lost 8 of the 9 swing states. And people like I certainly supported him. I know Donald Trump certainly supported the ticket.
All right, but Paul Ryan is not supporting at all Donald Trump. I mean, he just said that he will not, he doesn't condone what he said. He will not be out there, he won't be out there speaking for him. So, she has a point to the fact that, yeah, that's what Boehner did, but he thought the comments were so lewd, despicable, whatever, that it's like, okay, I'm not going to do this now. Because remember, when Donald Trump first got the nomination, Paul Ryan had to have, even leading up to the convention, he had several meetings with Trump, and there was that whole thing as to whether or not he would back him or not. Then it seemed as though he was going to back him, and now things have gone in a different direction. So Trump on Tuesday blasted Ryan in an interview on the O'Reilly Factor, saying that he no longer wants his support. When he was asked if he thinks the establishment Republicans, including Ryan, would support him as president if he's elected, Trump said yes. While speculating about the speaker's future, he said, they'll be there. I would think that Ryan maybe wouldn't be there. Maybe he'll be in a different position. He said, the fact is, I think we should get support, and we don't get support from guys like Paul Ryan. So he had a conference call, Trump did. Paul Ryan, rather, had a conference call with several congressmen to, you know, discussing all of this. And Trump said, okay, well, Paul Ryan, open borders and amnesty and bad budgets, by the way, brought bad budgets, very bad budgets. He said, frankly, the only one that Obama negotiates well with is Paul Ryan with the budgets, because that's the only negotiation he can win. He certainly can beat Iran. So that's how the week opened up, with a bunch of attacks on Paul Ryan, probably more than anybody else in as far as Donald Trump was concerned. But I don't know. To me, here's the thing. Whose endorsements do you need? We've talked about this before on America Tonight. Whose endorsements do you need to win an election? Movie stars? Do you need movie stars endorsements? Do you need the backing of everybody in Congress? I mean, who is it that you really need that the endorsement carries a lot of weight? Traditionally, yes, you definitely have the Speaker of the House and some of the bigger Republicans, but this isn't the Trump agenda. I mean, this isn't his what he's running on. So they knew in the beginning that this was going to be dicey as to who was going to be on board and who wasn't going to be on board. And I think, I mean, whether he gets hot under the collar or not, it doesn't matter. In fact, Trump believes, when all these people are talking about does he lose the women vote, he says he doesn't believe he is losing among women voters when he's asked that question, because that comes up sometimes in interviews and whatever. He dismisses it. He says that again, he was on O'Reilly, and he said, if that's what it's going to take to lose an election, that would be pretty sad. If he's saying if those remarks that he made on Access Hollywood cost him the election, that would be awful. He said, then I'd have to go back to another life, but I think we're going to win the election. He said, I think we're going to win the election. People are tired of Obama. They're tired of Clinton. So he believes that, okay, with the whole locker room talk and whatnot, because that's what he's calling it, he said, I don't think this is the thing that is going to break the camel's back. He doesn't believe that's what's going to happen there. And I would say that people who are supporting Trump already are not jumping from that. And I'd say people that are supporting Hillary Clinton aren't jumping. The base in either one of their cases, that's not changing. They're not going to vote for Jill Stein or for anybody else that's in this election, or just write-ins or whatever. I mean, let's be serious about that. That's not what's going to happen, unless people decide they're just not going to go to vote. That would be the only other thing. All right, Grim, hello.
Hey, Kate. I hope you didn't think last night when I was talking about that ocean of sharks that I included you, because you're more or less the dolphin out there with a variety show and everybody else.
And, the dolphin.
You know, Well, yes, you know, I mean, you're the sweet one, you know, that's out there swimming. You got variety in helping America with your show. That's why you should have the Peabody Award. The rest of them are looking for ratings, you know, jump ahead of the next talk show.
My whole idea of America Tonight was that we could disagree but still have a conversation. And that was the whole idea. You know, it's funny you say the thing about sharks. Did you know there was a shark attack today?
Oh, yeah.
Oregon. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can say okay, pay attention to three different things at once, you know.
I know, that's like me.
I try my best to challenge myself with all the clatter. That's probably why I'm going mad.
I know. It is crazy.
But, you know, I mean, Well, it's just like I heard, too, you know, if you want to go back to, you know, this whole thing is about his comments being sexually, I thought that was over with. You know, I thought everybody more wanted substance, because if you want to go back, I heard, you know, like JFK and Marilyn Monroe and God who knows, you know, Chadwick,
right.
Edward Kennedy, right?
And
with all these Republicans, the whole slew of them that are downplaying and walking away from Trump, what skeletons are in your closet? You know, let's hear them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to hear them, but I'm sure, you know, they can come out, you know? My dad, just like he said, there's no such thing as a Christian. We're all sinners. The only one that was Christian was Christ. We're just all attempting to walk in the footsteps of Christ so that we can become Christians.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
That's the way he put it to me. That was his belief.
Yeah.
You know? And he said, you know, just carry your strength and the belief of the Ten Commandments and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You're never going to be able to commit to all three of them because you are a sinner. But you'll be a better man if you do.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
That's the way he was taught, and that's what he passed on, you know, passed on.
Yeah.
And it leaves you more open-minded. I mean, give me a break. If anything, what they ought to do is put a big flat screen up there behind Hillary every place she goes to campaign and have them sit there and broadcast what happened to the young ambassador after he was killed in Libya. And
Chris Stevens
here, they sodomized his dead body.
That's so terrible. Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to, you know, she's accessory to the fact of murder.
Right.
That's far bigger cry in my book.
The Benghazi thing. The Benghazi thing was awful, and the fact the response was so slow, nobody can deny that. Yeah.
But, you know, at least I can hold Trump's feet to the fire. And if he does, you know, if he does go against our grain as far as America goes, he'd be much easier because, look, Republicans already want to get rid of him. You know,
yeah, it'd be easy to get rid of him. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
He's easier to impeach than Hillary will ever be. As you say, she's Teflon. He'll never get her out.
Yeah. So sad that this is what we talk about, Grimm. That nobody's 100% what anybody wanted, and this is what you got. I mean, shouldn't it be, and we got to fly Grimmer up against it, shouldn't it really be that we're talking about, hey, this is incredible. Look at the people that we have running for office. Gosh, how do we whittle this down? I don't know. There's so many good choices. Jeez, how's this Republican going to go up against this Democrat? Because there's so much support for them in both areas. But that's not what we're talking about. Coming up next, Hurricane Matthew could cost up to $30 billion in insurance losses. Howard Alschul, owner of Forensic Weather Consultants, joins us to talk about just how scary this is.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hurricane Matthew is unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable off the charts. Could cost up to $30 billion in insurance losses. I think it might even be more. Howard also joins us. He is the owner of Forensic Weather Consultants and certified consulting meteorologist. He is. You've probably seen him on CNN and all over the place. Actually, I've seen Howard. Howard, first of all, thanks for coming on. What do you think the I think the damage is going to be more than $30 billion, maybe even.
You know, it's going to be intense because we have a lot of different perils. We have wind damage along the coast on a lot of oceanfront, you know, vacation houses and properties, a lot of which tend to be, you know, quite big and expensive, like the Outer Banks of North Carolina, down to Tybee Island in Georgia. So there's going to be a lot of big expenses from wind, but also storm surge is a big issue. So you're going to have the ocean inundation having a big effect on the dollar amount as well. But beyond that, something that's happened with Hurricane Matthew and the remnants, it just kind of slowed down and moved very, very slowly once it hit the U.S. You know, southeast coast, such that, you know, there was a tremendous amount of rain, 10, 15, 20 inches, and over 20 inches of rain in some places. There were dam collapses. collapses. I-95 was closed. So there's a lot of, you know, vehicle damage, a lot of houses flooded out, not from the storm surge necessarily, but from the flooding rains on the river. So, yeah, I think we're looking at, you know, many billions of dollars of damage, you know, over a very large area. Usually it's much smaller, but this is a large area from Florida to North Carolina.
Yeah, you're a pro in this. Have you seen anything like this in a long time? I mean, we've seen devastating hurricanes, like wind back the clock and think of Miami and Florida and Hurricane Andrew. But was this storm was really crazy the way I think it kind of taunted people.
It really did. You know, it taunted people, and it's probably a great description of what it did. Because it was showing, you know, direct landfall near West Palm Beach, Jupiter, Florida. And it was expected to have 140 mile per hour winds, and it did have 140 mile per hour winds. But, you know, luckily it stayed, you know, just offshore, 10 miles east of the Florida coast, so that the worst devastating and really, I think, catastrophic damage, to put it, you know, bluntly, stayed offshore. Had that been about 10 to 20 miles further west, you would have seen, like, complete destruction of, you know, houses along the east coast of Florida from, you know, Cape Canaveral area up north, you know, right into southeast Georgia. So it could have been a lot worse. And, you know, a lot of people stayed on the coast. They did not evacuate. So they can really count their blessings and, you know, and thank the big guy upstairs for steering that storm off to the east, because it probably saved their lives.
Boy, that's the truth. And the other thing I saw that I guess I had never seen before is that reverse highway thing that Governor Nikki Haley did in South Carolina, where it's not, you know, you're not going two ways on the highway anymore. You're just getting them out, because you saw all the governors really just imploring people, get out. But you're right. Some people wanted to stay. What is it in our minds? We just finally have our beach house or our house the way we want it, and we refuse to leave. We want to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. I think people want to see what's going to happen, and, you know, they say, you know, well, the weathermen have been wrong, the meteorologists have been wrong, it hasn't been a storm every time it goes out to sea, or it's weaker. And the other thing is, Florida hadn't experienced a major hurricane like this in decades, you know. Wilma was one of the last ones in around 2005, and that was pretty devastating for South Florida. But, you know, people, I think, got complacent, and really, they lucked out.
Yeah, absolutely. So the ones who didn't luck out, or the people who have a little bit of damage, what do they do now as far as the claim? Because this is when people freak out. They haven't read their insurance policy because it's ridiculously thick, and they just assume they're covered because the guy that they went to told them. But what's one of the first things they have to do?
Well, you know, it's very important that they contact their insurance company and file a claim. They don't have to do it, you know, while the storm is ongoing. But once it's over, they can survey the damage and see, you know, all right, well, half my roof is missing, or tree is through the living room, or there's water leaking through. You want to call the insurance company right away, file a claim, and what they'll do is they'll give you a policy number or a claim number and ask, you know, for your phone number and email address. And they have catastrophe teams for each of the insurance companies already out there. In fact, they are pre-positioned within a few hours of where they believe the worst damage will be. So, you know, in the days leading up to landfall, they get, you know, thousands of these catastrophe team members in place so that they can go service their clients and their policyholders right away as soon as the storm clears. They're out there, you know, giving water. They're out there, you know, providing food and shelter and adjusting the damage, cutting checks as soon as possible. So they work very hard, and I work with a lot of these insurance companies and provide some, you know, forecasting as far as where the worst would be. So you really want to, you know, file that claim early. Second thing is document your loss, take pictures, make notes, you know, photograph where the damage was and all the damage. You know, there's never enough evidence that you can have to, you know, show the damage. It might take a couple of weeks for the insurance company to get there, but, you know, if you have photographs of it, you could show them, and they can see what it was really like, and maybe there was a lot of water damage that might not be as evident now as it was when it happened. And, you know, Kate, the other thing is really back up those photographs to some external secondary source, or maybe even a third source, like a cloud. you know, one or two thumb drives, because if you drop your phone, all those pictures are going to be gone, right? So back up your data, back up your evidence, keep receipts if you really have to make any emergency repairs, you know, keep receipts in a journal and the photos, and evidence is key.
Yeah, evidence is key, absolutely. Have you ever been obviously you report on this stuff, you help. Have you ever been in the middle of a hurricane?
Nothing that bad, but I did go through Hurricane Gloria when I grew up in New Jersey, back in the 80s. And that wasn't that bad. That had, you know, 50, 60, 70 mile an hour gusts in my hometown of Westfield, New Jersey. But it wasn't that bad. I mean, comparatively down here, some of our, you know, forensic hurricane reports here are showing wind speeds like, in the Outer Banks and St. Augustine, Florida, you know, 80s, 90s,
wow.
and even some 100 mile an hour gusts. So, you know, what I've experienced, I'm not one of those death wish storm chasers that, you know, that'll go, you know, ride out the storm. You know, I've worked on 4,000 forensic cases around the country,
wow.
and I see what this kind of stuff can do. I don't want to be anywhere near it. I've two yeah. little kids at home, a wife, you know, I'd like to go home afterwards.
Yeah.
But I urge people to get out of the way, and some of those storm chases are just crazy. So thankfully I've never experienced anything like that, but I have done, you know, site visits after a hurricane made landfall, like with Katrina. So I saw the devastation firsthand after the fact.
Yeah, what was it, of all those thousands of cases, what was the worst case that you saw? I mean, did you see, because I had a friend that had a house that literally Howard just flew off, just like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Like, all there was the, it was down to the studs. When they say that, it's just basically down to nothing there.
I've done much worse than that. I've been involved in double homicide cases. I've been involved where, you know, three kids, you know, passed away after, you know, heat exhaustion and getting locked in a trunk of a car. I've worked on some really devastating cases. A lot of them involve personal injury and fatal car accidents, but you know, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of cases evolve with Matthew. Most of them would be, I think, property damage cases, and you know, we have this new forensic hurricane report where it's a brand new technology that no one's ever seen before. And, you know, what it's going to do is it's going to be able to, you know, someone could go to our website, type in the address of their house or their building or their warehouse or condominium, and it'll give you what the sustained winds were, what the wind gusts were, and what the storm surge water heights were every hour throughout the storm for that address. So think back to Katrina and Sandy when it was wind versus water and no one really knew which came first. Now we have this this product, this service that will, you know, tell people within seconds of ordering it on our website exactly what occurred at their house. So I'm hoping that this is going to, you know, speed up the claims process, you know, prevent so many arguments about, you know, what was the cause, because the evidence is right there. It's something the National Weather Service never heard of, the National Hurricane Center really hadn't heard of, and this is the first big storm we're actually debuting it. So people can go to they can go to our website and order it online and get it within 8 seconds at, you know, hurricanereports.com.
That would be great, because you saw what happened in Sandy. That's exactly what happened. They were accusing people of the damage was already there, and then they had to try to figure out a way to prove it. And some of those people in Long Island especially are still waiting for money.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, there's no guarantee that it's going to turn out the way you want. That's the thing, right?
Right.
You may have a 7-foot storm surge. Like, I just pulled a report yesterday when we made it live for St. Augustine. And there's one place that had 80-mile-per-hour winds, but they also had a 7.1-foot storm surge. So the question becomes, okay, which caused the damage first? Well, the reports will be able to tell you, but it might not be what you thought, right? If it was the surge that caused all the damage first, then that's a flood insurance payout as opposed to the insurance company paying it.
All right, which is a big difference. Howard Altschulz, thanks so much. HurricaneReports.com, check it out. Thanks, Howard.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I sit and wonder if I will go far. I sit too long and I change my fate. But chain reaction.
about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Want to get in on the action, you better get in line at 855-266-5283. Each and every week we do this, and randomly the game of the week is selected by our supercomputer. So with that, Nathan, let it fly. Wow, I think they made a mistake. Instead it said Washington, Los Angeles. That's baseball. Do it one more time. Perfect. I love it. Thank you, Nathan. So, the game of the week is the Sunday night game, the Colts and the Texans. Wow, that's kind of a difficult one. There's been so many injuries for the Texans, but and then I look at the Colts and you think Andrew Luck, oh my gosh, sacked so many times so far in the season. So the Colts are 2-3. The Texans are 3-2. This is a home game for Houston. They're actually favored. They're giving up 3 points. So what say you, America? You just pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. Bada bing, it is so easy. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. The other way, of course, is you can send me an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in, just like that. All right, let's go to Everett in Washington. Everett, you get the first crack at this. What do you think?
Oh, man, these are two bad teams.
They are. They are terrible teams, yes.
Rotten pick.
I know.
I'd say Colts 24, Houston 21.
All right, 24-21. I think Everett is exactly right. Thanks, Everett. These are two lousy teams. You know, I just basically described it. Brock Osweiler is the quarterback for the Texans. They have high hopes for him, so we'll see. But bottom line is, this isn't a great matchup. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
Hello, hello. 28-24, Houston.
Ooh, 28-24, Houston, says Pete. All right, Pete. Thanks for that. 28-24, so higher scoring game. And this is being played, let me reemphasize this, this is being played in Houston. And, of course, nobody won, nailed the score last time. Nobody was even close. In fact, most of us picked Philadelphia. Only Grimm picked the Lions 16-9, and that was not the final score. Speaking of that, let's go to Grimm. Hey, Grimm.
I ain't doing that again because Denver lost.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I'm still kind of, you know, because like I said, you're right to right, left to left, and we're somewhere in between. Still want to hear about them cheerleaders because I don't have one of them idiot pods or internet or...
Idiot pods. Oh, you're cracking me up.
But I'm going to go with, because just like Everett said, I'm going to go with... the only thing that has anything in it, luck, and say they're going to win 21-19.
All right, so Colts 21-19, Grimm says. Sharon in the great state of Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hello.
Hey, Sharon, what do you think?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go with Colts.
24-17. How are the lobsters up there right now in Maine? Good?
It's been chilly. Yesterday was windy. Today, I don't know what today was. I didn't go outside today.
All right, so chilly, not good. The lobsters run and hide when it's chilly, right?
I guess I don't know.
All right, I love that. We've got you down. You got the Colts 24-17. Thank you. And again, you can send us an email, too, or you can jam on these numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Colts or the Houston Texans, that is the game of the week. It's the Sunday night game, by the way. Dan in the great state of Texas. Dan, are you going with those boys from Houston, or are you going with the Colts?
I'm going to go with the Colts, 27-17, and I apologize for my comment about going back to Africa.
Oh, I know, Dan. That's okay. We accept apology.
I'm just ticked off. Sorry.
I understand, and we accept your apology, Dan. Thank you very much. And you are duly noted as the Colts, 27-17. Let's go to our own Nathan Reeder, who's like the Swami when it comes to football. Nathan, what do you think? No. Colts and the Houston Texans, brother, and they're playing on Sunday night.
The Houston Texans are, when did that come around? How old is that?
The Houston Texans have been there for a while.
What's a while?
When were they established? Well, you know, they used to be the Houston Oilers. There was the Houston Oilers, and they moved.
Oilers, okay.
So, yes, what you're trying to think of. The Houston Texans, that name itself, and the team itself, 2002, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because what happened was the Oilers moved to Tennessee. They're the Tennessee Titans. And then... So the Houston people didn't have a team, and then they got one.
See, I think
You think you like
expansion?
I think
sports just went periphery after I just got out of the WWF. Remember when it was the WWF?
World, yeah, that was a while ago.
Wildlife,
yeah.
Federation people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're hilarious.
Hey, why don't we make this just a grueling fest and have it be 14-10 Texans, huh? 14-10.
And it could be. The defense steps up. Who knows? It is. They aren't two great teams,
sure.
So that might not be ridiculous. All right, I'm going to say that, oh, boy, Andrew Luck, even picking Andrew Luck to me on the road against the Texans, I mean, even the Texans are favored by a few. The over-under is 46. Oh, this is a grueling one for me, too. I'm going to pick Houston. I'm going to say Houston wins it, but this is not a layup one. I'm going to, because, you know, even just thinking of the injuries, I was looking at the injuries earlier in the day when I was looking at injuries across the board in the NFL, and they've got a few. All right, I'm just going to say, instead of giving you all the reasons, I'm going to say Houston wins it, and I think the final score is going to be 28-17 in favor of Houston. But this game at NRG Stadium could really go either way. It really could. Andrew Luck, they paid him all that money to be the quarterback for the Colts. He finally got his day, and it's been just dismal. This is week 6 already in the NFL. Can you believe it? I mean, time flies. It really, honestly. It's Sunday night, so Sunday night is pretty big. Sunday night football is pretty big on NBC. A lot of people watch it, and there is no debate to even worry about this time around. I don't know. For me, the Texans coming off of being slaughtered by the Vikings, I think that's what part of the reason why they'll bounce back pretty big. All right, we've got somebody else we're going to sneak in. Tom in Baltimore. Tom, what's your guess?
Kate, the Baltimore Colts, 24 will be the winning score that the Baltimore Colts get, and the losers will score 10. And by the way, I didn't mean to be cryptic before. Donald Trump is your only choice if you want to restore a constitutional government. He's your best bet. We know what Hillary Clinton has done in the past, all the way back to Watergate. Bad news.
All right, Tom, we'll see. We're getting to get down to the time. We're week 6 in the NFL, and we're like 26 days out from the election. Good luck to everybody. I hope somebody nails the score. Thank you, Nathan.
I'm going down the football game. Went down the football game. Well, I walk the brilliant thing. I saw you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.